Wausau West will get the football first to get things underway. Stevens Point will kick from right to left as I look down at the field, at Tom Field. Again, broadcasting live from our Cloverbelt Credit Union broadcast booth. Thanks to Cloverbelt Credit Union coming back on board for coverage of high school sports. And all this season, whether the fall, the winter, or the spring, we'll be bringing you the action live from the Cloverbelt Credit Union broadcast booth. So ready to roll here from Tom Field. Warriors will try to get off to a good start offensively. Here's the approach and the kickoff. Right down the middle. It will be taken at the three. Bobble trying to grab a hold of it. Luxari, now he picks it up. Gets away from one man. Moves left to the 10 and then stacked up at the 12-yard line. A little bit of trouble for Luxari to try and pick that one up. Does make one man miss to get a little bit further downfield, but it will be a long field to get things underway for West. Starters for the Warriors at quarterback, Joel Gravine. Running back, Miles Waldvogel. Receivers, Finn Richards, Asa Richards, and Finn Christensen. The tight end, Shea Jones. The left tackle, Dane Zenner. The left guard, Jackson Nordine. Jeremiah Lowe at center. The right guard, Jack Graff. And at right tackle, Quentin Totsky. Joel Gravine on the season, hitting on a very impressive 68% of his passes. 47 of 69, 622 yards, 7 touchdowns, and 2 interceptions. Football on the left-hand hash. Warriors at their own 13-yard line. Gravine takes the snap. It's a handoff. Right-hand side. Turning Cooper to Poit. To Poit will spin off one man, but then stacked up. First carry of the season for Cooper to Poit, who came back to the squad a couple of weeks back. So Cooper gets a couple of yards on that play. It will be second down and about 8 yards to go. So see if Cooper DePoit becomes more of a factor on the offensive side. He's been very good on defense and special teams since returning for the game at DC Everest 2 weeks ago. Two receivers left, one to the right. Tayden Mua in the backfield along with Joel Gravine. Joel looking to throw. Here comes the blitz. Goes to the right, looking to throw. Fires over the middle, off the hands of Finn Richard, incomplete. Near the 27-yard line. Little bit high in the throw, going up, getting his hands on it was Finn, but it's incomplete and third down for the Warriors. Well, the Warriors, again, they have been playing a bit behind the sticks the last couple of weeks. In another third and long situation right now, third down and about 8 yards to go from the 15-yard line. That was a nice job by Joe Gravina. He saw the unblocked man coming from the middle of the linebacker core for Stevens Point, was flushed to the right, was able to give himself a little more time and get the ball away. Ball on the right-hand hash. Two receivers left, one to the right. There's the snap. Faking the screen. Pop over the middle. It's a screen pass. Shea Jones. Jones is wrapped up and tackled after a very short gain. Little pop on a fake screen towards Miles Waldvogel on the left-hand side. And then a little middle screen to Shea Jones. But Stevens Point was able to read it fairly well. Only a 2 yard completion in a fourth down situation for the Warriors. Well, Warriors will be forced to punt it away from deep in their own zone. Late substitution here for the Warriors. Miles Waldvogel set up at his own 5-yard line. Couple of shifts from left and right to the tight end position. There's the snap. Here comes the right-footed punt. Good high kick. Good kick. It will be taken at the 50, and no fair catch as it was taken, and there's Cooper DePoit able to wrap up the return man, Calvin Roth. And Stevens Point will get very good field position at the midfield stripe. 10 minutes and 22 seconds to go in the first quarter. Still no score here between the Warriors and Stevens Point. For Stevens Point, it's their quarterback, Trent Breitbach, who's been big both in terms of passing and running this season. 1,024 yards through the air, 11 touchdowns, 3 picks. And Breitbach has also run for 412 yards and 12 touchdowns as well. Football near the left-hand hash. Stevens Point comes out with two receivers on the right, one on the left. Calvin Roth lined up to the left of his QB, Trent Breitbach. Breitbach starts the count. Little motion to the backfield. There's a lateral right-hand side. That's a backwards pass! Ball is loose! Picked up by Stevens Point back at the 40. It was a backwards pass. And very smartly for Stevens Point, chasing it down was Johnny Ananitis. But that will be a loss of 9, almost 10 yards on the play. Yep, 10-yard loss back to the 40-yard line. So again, that was a screen, but it was a backward pass. And I had the perfect angle here from the press box. So now second down and 20 for Stevens Point. Football now on the right-hand hash. Empty backfield for Trent Breitbach. Three receivers left, one to the right. There's motion. Fake handoff to Roth. Keeping it is Breitbach. Up the middle, 45 to the 50, into the secondary. Far sideline to the 45, to the 30, to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, to the 5, and into the end zone. It was Trent Breitbach on the quarterback run. Started up the middle, kicked it to the right-hand side, and then outran the Warriors secondary to the end zone. A 60-yard score, and Stevens Point takes a 6-0 lead. Wow. It was a fake handoff to Roth. Roth started that time as a receiver on the right-hand side. He came in motion, the fake handoff, and then keeping it himself right up the middle was Trent Breitbach. Once he got through the first wave, he kicked it out to the right and then all the way to the far sideline and then used some terrific speed to take it all the way in. Extra point is up, and the extra point is good by Chase Rayfelt. And with 9:55 to go in the first quarter, it is Stevens Point 7, Wausau West nothing. Kickoff in 30 seconds here on 98.9 WXCO.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services. Whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic designer mailing, they print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small. So give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
And Chad Holmes back from our Cloverbelt Credit Union broadcast booth at Tom Field in Wausau. A 60-yard touchdown run by Trent Breitbach on 2nd and 20 gives Stevens Point the early advantage, 7-0. The Warriors will return the kickoff. Again, kicking it away will be Chase Rayfelt. Back deep again, Luke Sari. He'll be flanked by two players as well. Kick right down the middle. This time it'll be taken on the left-hand side by Marcus Heise, but nope. He had a foot on the goal line, so it will be a touchback. Again, in high school football, he wanted to bring it back, Marcus Heise, but he caught it right on the goal line, and that is automatically a touchback. So now the Warriors will get their second opportunity on offense. Again, Joel Gravine has hit 68% of his passes. Boy, very impressive. 47 of 69, 622 yards, 7 touchdowns, and a pair of picks. Leading rusher, Miles Wahlvogel, 68 rushes, 428 yards, and 3 touchdowns. Wahlvogel lines up to the left of his quarterback, Joel Gravine, 2 receivers left. Handoff, Miles Wahlvogel finds a hole, 20 to the 25, breaks a tackle, gets close to the first down at the 30-yard line. It looks like they will give him the mark just beyond the 30, and it will be a first down after a 10-yard gain for Miles Wahlvogel. Nice patience in the backfield. Again, taking the handoff, not firing right away, letting his blockers engage, finding that seam, and then adding a good 4 yards after contact, plowing through a tackle attempt and getting to the 30. First down. Initial first down of the game here for the Warriors. First and 10 from the 30. Two receivers again to the left-hand side. Joe Gravine takes the snap. Another handoff, Wahlvogel, again, trying to work the right-hand side of the offensive front. Again, fighting nicely is Miles Wahlvogel. Not a lot there, but he gets all the way beyond the 35 to the 36-yard line. Very similar to the last play. Again, patience, working the right-hand side of the offensive front was Miles Wahlvogel. Found that little opening. It was closed very quickly, but then he got a good 3-4 yards after contact, and it's second down and 4 yards to go for the Warriors. This time ahead of the sticks of the Warriors. Good situation on second down. Gravine, fake handoff. Joel, left-hand side, big opening, 40. Kicks it left to the 45. Gravine to the far sideline, 50. Oh, and a flag is down as Gravine goes down at the Stevens Point 46-yard line. Boy, we saw this a couple of times last week against Wisconsin Rapids. The biggest offensive plays of the game, the Warriors would have a flag be thrown. This one was downfield about 10 yards from the start of the play. But the officials will get together and figure out what the call was. It was that time the fake to Miles Wahlvogel. Keeping it on the left-hand side was Gravini. Found some good open space. It would be a pickup of 17 yards on the play, but this one will be coming partially back. So basically, it'll be right back to where they started the last play, because it's about 10 yards downfield. They'll mark it off 10 yards, right back to where we were. Well, 1 yard difference. It'll be second down at about 3. So 11 yards downfield on the run for Gravine, then the 10-yard mark off. So second and 3, still a good situation here for the Warriors. Ball on the left-hand hash. Two receivers right, one to the left. Now motion, Tayden Mua. There's the snap. Handoff. Here comes Waldvogel. This time that hole closes very quickly, and he is stacked up near the line of scrimmage. The middle of the Stevens Point defensive front was able to wrap up Miles Waldvogel. It will be a pickup of about a yard on the play. It'll be third down and 2 yards to go for the Warriors. Just underway. Again, if you're in town, come on down. Boy, a gorgeous day to be here at Tom Field. Sunny skies, 73 degrees, 8 minutes and 10 seconds to go in the first quarter. It's Wausau West trailing Stevens Point by a score of 7-0. Back to the line of scrimmage. Now third down and short for Wausau West. Joe Gravine in the pistol. There's the snap. Handoff with it up the middle. Plowing is Cooper DePoint, and DePoint will get the first down. Coming in and working that third and short is Cooper DePoint for the Wausau West Warriors. That will be a gain of 8 yards on the play and another first down. So Cooper DePoint getting an opportunity here, running the football in the early going. He was the leading ball carrier for Wausau West a season ago. So again, he is definitely somebody that could provide a spark offensively along with defensively and special teams. First and 10, Warriors at their own 46. Two receivers left. There's the snap. There's a quick pop. Completed. Grabbing it is Asa Richard. He started on the left-hand side. A little quick post pattern made the grab, tackled at the 47-yard line in Stevens Point territory. That is a 7-yard gain again on first down from Joel Gravine to Asa Richard. Very quick fake handoff and a quick pop right over the middle to Asa Richard. For Asa Richard on the season, he's having a good year. He has now caught 9 passes for 110 yards. Another screen pass. Left-hand side and getting hit immediately for a short loss will be the Warriors. Again, is Asa Richard on the left-hand side. It was a screen pass, and he was hit immediately. He did hold on to the football, but that will be a loss on the play. It'll be a loss of a yard. It'll be third down and 4 yards to go. They read that one very effectively, and a good job by Asa Richard to hold on to the ball when he took that hit. So another third down situation here for the Warriors. Third down and 4 yards to go. Ball at the Stevens Point 47-yard line. Ball on the left-hand hash. Two receivers left, one to the right. Joe Gravine takes the snap, looking, fires right-hand side. He's got his man complete. Finn Christensen with the grab, and he is brought down just inside the Stevens Point 40. It will be a gain of 8 to Finn Christensen and a first down for the Warriors. Another third down conversion for Wausau West. Ball marked at the Stevens Point 39-yard line. So a good drive here for Wausau West. Started at their own 20 and methodically moving downfield. Warriors break the huddle. Exactly halfway through the first quarter. 6 minutes to go. 7-0 Stevens Point. Finn Richard split to the left-hand side. Tight formation now for Wausau West. Asa Richard lined up as a wingback on the left. Gravine, handoff. With it is Waldvogel. Waldvogel stacked up, falls forward, gets to the 37-yard line for a gain of 2. 4 carries early for Miles Waldvogel for 19 yards. It'll be second down and 8 yards to go for the Warriors. Joe Gravine comes to the near sideline. Checking in for Wausau West will be Tayden Mua. And now the coach giving Tayden Mua a quick word. It looks like the Warriors will go into their Wildcat. As coming off is Joel Gravine. So it looks like it will be Miles Waldvogel quarterbacking here out of the Wildcat. Second and 8 for the Warriors. Two receivers left. Running back Tayden Mua lined up to the left of Miles Waldvogel. There's the snap. Fake handoff. Waldvogel trying to go up the middle. Bounces off a lineman. Finds a little seam inside the 35 to the 34. Not much there, but able to find just a little bit of room and maximizing that carry is Miles Waldvogel. It will leave the Warriors in a third down and 5 yards to go situation. 3 yard gain on that play. So another third down situation. We've seen a couple of these already on this drive, and the Warriors have been able to convert. Ball at the right-hand hash. Two receivers left, one to the right. There's the snap. Little pitch, left-hand side, Tayden Moore. Moore to the 30. First down. Kicks it outside to the 25. Far side to the 20. And run out of bounds near the Stevens Point 17-yard line. A little pitch to Tayden Moore on the left-hand side. Picks up 16 yards and a Warrior first down. Actually, call that a pickup of, 16 yards. First attempt for Tayden Moore. And another third down conversion for the Warriors. Very good drive here for Wausau West. 4:24 to go, first quarter, 7-0, Stevens Point. Warriors, ball on the left-hand hash at the Spash 18-yard line. Two receivers left, one to the right. Now motion, and now whistles, and now flags, and now a mark-off coming up on the Warriors. So, again, we've talked about this a little bit earlier, the idea of Wausau West needing to stay up ahead of the sticks. Make sure that they don't fall behind into these long yardage situations. And one of the issues has been too many penalties recently as well. So now first and 15 from the 23-yard line. Warriors back at the line of scrimmage. There's the snap. It is a handoff. With it is Tayden Moore, left-hand side. Tayden, little stutter step, but not finding really anywhere to go on the left-hand side. And this plows forward for maybe a yard, maybe two on the play. It will be a second down and 13 yards to go here for the Warriors. Tayden Moore came into action today, rushing for 204 yards and 5.7 yards per carry. Three touchdowns so far this season. But the Warriors, Joe Gravine gives the play to his teammates, now breaks and comes to the line of scrimmage. Finn Christensen will line up on the short side of the field, the left-hand side, with the football on the left hash. Asa Richard and Finn Richard off to the right. Joe Gravine takes the snap. He looks, fires it near side. He's got his man complete. Finn Richard. Richard spins off a tackle at the 15, keeps fighting to the 12, and there he'll be brought down. A 9-yard gain on that play to the right-hand side. Actually, call it an 8-yard gain. They'll mark it at the 13-yard line. So Finn Richard with his first reception of the game. And now the Warriors have a much more doable third down. Third down and about 5 yards to go. 5 of 6 passing, 24 yards in the early going. A lot of short passes here for Joe Gravine. Ball this time on the right-hand hash. Back to the line of scrimmage. Finn Richard off to the left. Asa Richard to the right. Moore in motion. There's the snap. Handoff to Tayden Moore. Right-hand side. Finds room. Cuts back to the 10. Fighting, but he'll be knocked down short of the first down. They're going to mark him short of the 10. That was not a great mark, in my opinion. I thought he got to the 10, but at the very least, they'll mark him at the 11, and that will leave the Warriors fourth down and about 3 yards to go. Fourth down here for Wausau West. No signs of the field goal unit at this point. Joe Gravine and Matt Johnson, I think the coach is going to want a timeout. Timeout Warriors, 2:24 to go in the first quarter. Fourth down play coming up. 7-0 Stevens Point. Back in a minute here on WXCO.
What's your idea of fall fun?
Maybe it's hitting the trails on a new ATV. Then it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Or if you're thinking of a UTV for hauling wood or hunting, or maybe just because it would make the tasks around your property so much easier, it's time to call CCU. ATVs, UTVs, utility tractors, and their attachments for care of your property. Whether you need it for fun or to get the job done, Clover Belt Credit Union is here to help with the great rate financing you want. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Thinking about a motorhome or maybe a snow plow for your ATV or utility tractor? Call CCU for great rate financing. And if you're thinking motorcycle, Clover Belt Credit Union has the financing you need for the bike you want. Call or apply online at ccuwausau.com. Check it out. For vehicle loans, for mortgages, for financing fall fun, call Clover Belt Credit Union. That's CCU. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong.
Fourth down and two. Chad Holmes again from the Clover Belt Credit Union broadcast booth. Fourth and two for the Warriors. Ball marked at the 11-yard line in Stevens Point territory. Big play, 7-0 Spash with the lead. 2:24 to go in the first quarter. There's the snap. Handoff, right-hand side. With it is Walvogel. Tripped up, falls forward, and it depends on the mark. And it looks like this time a pretty good mark for the Warriors. Inside the eighth, and that should be enough for a first down. Good finish on that run. Falling forward was Miles Walvogel to pick up the first down at the 7. Boy, again, there was not a lot, but Miles, again, maximizing that rush. And now the Warriors continue a very long, time-consuming drive. Just over 2 minutes to go in the first quarter, Warriors looking for the equalizer. Again, Joe Gravine takes the snap. It is a fake handoff. Pop, and wide open is Shane Jones for the touchdown. Play action, and then a pop near the left hash. Shane Jones, a 7-yard score, and the Warriors are an extra point away from tying this one up. Boy, they sucked the defense in beautifully on the fake handoff, and then wide open, nobody within 6 yards of Shane Jones, and he made the grab and strolls into the end zone. A terrific response there by the Warriors. So now Finn Christensen will come out and attempt the PAT. Jackson Riley is the holder. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up, and the kick is good. So with 1:58 to go in the first quarter, we're back to even. It's Stevens Point 7, Wausau West 7. Kickoff in 30 seconds here on 98.9 WXCO.
Transform any home with the finest craftsmanship and custom cabinetry for the kitchen, bathroom, or closet. At Featherstone Cabinetry and Design, they bring each client's vision to life from concept to completion through expert design and professional installation. Choose Featherstone Cabinetry and Design for all home upgrade needs, proudly serving customers from their locations in Rothschild and Minocqua. Visit www.featherstonecabinetry.com.
And Chad Holmes back again, and here comes the Finn Christensen kickoff. It's a squib, rolls to the right-hand side, takes a tough bounce. Calvin Roth will grab it at the 8. Roth now to the middle of the field, still at the 12. Roth is in trouble, now moves to the near hash mark. There's a flag, and he goes down at the 10. Boy, that was a number one. It was a nice squib because that bounced around from the foot of Finn Christensen. And then Roth tried to start on the right-hand side, moved to the center to stop his blocking. Found nowhere to go. He was tackled really right where he started at the 9-yard line. And now there will be some additional yardage marked off on a penalty on Stevens Point. So Stevens Point, this is sort of the opposite of what we saw here at Tom Field last night, where Stevens Point scored on two plays, and then Medford had the ball pretty much all for the first quarter. Here, Stevens Point, the Lumberjacks last night scored on their first play, then didn't have the football very much after that. But here the Warriors take the long drive, keep the Stevens Point defense on the field, and now Spash will start inside their 5-yard line. First and 10, Stevens Point deep in their own territory. So now a great chance here for the Warriors to try and stop them with their shadows to the goal line. Trent Brightback takes the snap. There's the snap. Handoff with it and getting hit, but keeping the feet pumping is Tucker Phillips. He will be brought down at about the 9 for a gain of close to 4. It wasn't a lot there. The Warrior defensive front had a good penetration there, but Phillips able to find a little bit and move forward. It'll be second down and 6. 90 seconds to go in the first quarter. 7-7 game here between the Warriors and Stevens Point. Glad you could be with us on this Saturday afternoon. Again, it's been a long time since we had a Warrior game on a Saturday afternoon, but glad you could be with us from the Cloverbelt Credit Union broadcast booth on 98.9 WXCO. Second and 6. Ball on the left-hand hash for Stevens Point. Trent Breitbach in the spread. Phillips to his right. Another handoff. Phillips hit in the backfield. Oh, he breaks the tackle and gets to the 10. Looked like, again, Rasmus broke in early, went down low, but keeping his balance was Phillips to get a couple of yards on the play. Great penetration again by Tegan Rasmus for Wausau West. So now 3rd and 4. Now a chance here for the West defense to force a punt deep in Stevens Point territory. Looking to the far sideline is Trent Breitbach towards the coaches. Head coach Ryan Eichenberger for Stevens Point. Could be the final play of the quarter. Stevens Point will come out with two receivers on the right-hand side, wing back to the right as well. Phillips lined up to the right of his QB. Trent Breitbach starts the count, takes the snap, rolls to the right, looking to throw. He'll fire it. He's got a man complete beyond the 20, up to the 22-yard line. Cooper to Point. Oh, excuse me, that is actually... Isaac Yang brought that one in for the Warriors. Miles Hobart made the tackle, but that's a big conversion. That is a 11 to the 23, a 12-yard pickup on that play for Stevens Point. And they will have one more attempt here in the first quarter. He was out of bounds, so the clock stopped with 12 seconds to go. Trent Breitbach again, empty backfield this time. There's the snap. Fake handoff up the middle, finds a seam 25, run through a tackler to the 30, and hit from behind to the 33-yard line. Alex Kapitz in on the stop for Wausau West, but it will be a pickup all the way to the 33-yard line, and that will be the final play of the first quarter. So a very entertaining first 12 minutes here from Tom Field and Wausau. Chad Holmes from our Cloverbelt Credit Union broadcast booth, 7-7 between the Warriors and Stevens Point. Back in a moment here on 98.9 WXCO.
Rocket Industrial's mission to package with less is a commitment to making a future that's better for the next generation. Their recommendations help manufacturers across the nation package with less material, less waste, less time, and with less cost. Their engineers and experts provide data-backed solutions that positively impact your bottom line. When you work with Rocket Industrial, you're working with a partner committed to making a difference. Rocket Industrial, package with less. Learn more at rocketindustrial.com.
Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to wisconsinvalleyconference.org and click on Wausau West.
Start of the second quarter. 7-7 game between the Warriors and the Stevens Point Panthers. Stevens Point has a first down. They did give the first down on that last play to Trent Breitbach for a 10-yard gain. So first and 10 from the 33-yard line. Breitbach takes the snap. Fake handoff. Goes up the middle. Finds room. 35. Kicks to the left and falls forward to the 38, maybe 39-yard line. So another gain of 5, maybe 6 yards for Trent Breitbach. 3 carries, 76 yards for Trent Breitbach. So second down and 4. As Stevens Point started this drive back at their own 5, and they now have a little bit of room to maneuver. So now back at the line of scrimmage comes Stevens Point. 2 receivers left, 1 to the right. There's the snap. Fake handoff. Breitbach again. Goes up the middle, 40. Has the first down to the 45-yard line. 6 more yards for Trent Breitbach. And again, using that motion man as a fake, kept it himself and found a little bit of room on the left-hand side of their offensive front to move the sticks again. Miles Wallvogel with the tackle there for Wausau West. Stevens Point taking their time in the huddle. Back to the line of scrimmage again. Ball on the left-hand hash at the 45-yard line, first and 10. Trent Breitbach looks at the defense, now starts the count, takes the snap. Handoff up the middle. Calvin Roth spins off one tackler and then falls forward beyond the 50 to the 49-yard line. He was brought down by Jacob Shearer, but not before another 6-yard pickup. So first rushing attempt for Calvin Roth here today. And in the backfield, Tegan Rasmus appears to be hurting a little bit. Wausau West playmaker on the defensive side is coming off the field, holding his right side near the stomach, and he'll be replaced. And that is a big loss defensively for Wausau West. Hopefully it's very temporary. So Stevens Point, second down and four from the Warrior 49. Two receivers right, one to the left. Trent Breitbach takes the snap, handoff. Fake the handoff, now looking to throw left hand side. Throw a flag on the play and an incomplete pass. Oh, and there's a little bit of pushing, a little bit of shoving, and another penalty flag coming up. Quentin Toski, along with Stevens Point's number 70, Joey Gladowski, got into a pushing match. So there was an initial flag and then a second flag. Unsportsmanlike on both sides. That is the second flag. And now the first flag still has to be taken care of. Well, actually, apparently both those flags, apparently the early flag was an initial unsportsmanlike, and then there was a second unsportsmanlike as well. Now, Coach Johnson is asking what's going on because I think he thought there may have been a holding on the play, but it turns into just an incomplete pass. So coincidental penalties, and now third down and four for Stevens. Wait. Oh, it's replay. That hurts for the Warriors. Handoff, Phillips finds the first down inside the 45 and falls forward to the 43. Straight handoff to Tucker Phillips that time for Stevens Point. And he does pick up 6 yards and another first down. Three carries, 12 yards early for Tucker Phillips. And now a methodical drive for Stevens Point. Boy, we saw a methodical drive for the Warriors, and now we're seeing a methodical drive for the Spash Panthers. Stevens Point back to the line of scrimmage. First and 10 for the Wausau West 43-yard line. 9 minutes and 48 seconds to go in the second quarter, a 7-7 game. Spash, ball on the left-hand hash. Breitbach looking over the defense. Running back lined up to his left. There's the snap. Fake handoff, throws it left-hand side, tried a back shoulder pass, but threw it behind his target, Johnny Ananitis. So the Warriors get the incomplete pass from Stevens Point. Now second and long, second down and 10 yards to go. That throw, again, a back shoulder pass, but that was way behind the leading receiver, Johnny Ananitis, for Stevens Point. So Stevens Point has driven the ball 52 yards on this drive, but still 43 yards away from the end zone. They started back at their own five. So back to the line of scrimmage again comes Spash. Second down and 10. Ball in the left-hand hash. Trent Breitbach, handoff. With it is Phillips. Phillips, he will be ankle tackled. Is down low, fighting, and holding on for Wausau West. Nice job down low by Jackson Hetzler to hold on to the runner and bring him down for only a 3-yard gain. So now third down and fairly long for the Stevens Point Panthers. Have not seen too many of these situations. Third down and 7. Ball marked at the 40-yard line. Wonder if this is 4-down territory for Stevens Point. Don't know at this point. We'll have to wait and see. Probably has a lot to do with the yardage situation should it come to 4th down. So Spash back at the line of scrimmage. They need the Warrior 33 for a first down. Two receivers off to the right-hand side. Wing back on the left. Running back lined up to the right of Trent Breitbach. Breitbach starts the count, takes the snap. Fake handoff, screen pass, right-hand side, Yang. Has it the 40. He is wrapped up. He is brought down by Miles Hobart on a terrific one-on-one tackle. Wow, nicely done by the Wausau West corner, Miles Hobart, able to bring down Isaac Yang one-on-one for a 1-yard gain. It is now 4th down and 6. And Stevens Point, it looks like Trent Breitbach looking to the far sideline for a play here on 4th down. Still looking across is Breitbach, and I think maybe this time it'll be Stevens Point thinking about taking a timeout on this 4th down situation. Now Breitbach will hurry into the huddle. I don't think he has a lot of time, right? That was a long look, giving the play to his teammates. And now breaking the huddle is Breitbach, and it looks like Stevens Point is going for it. 4th down and 6, and now Stevens Point does call timeout. 7:50 to go. 7-7 is the score. Back in a moment here on 98.9 WXCO.
Looking to turn your dream home into reality? K5 Construction is here to make it happen. From complete home builds to interior remodeling, decks and exterior upgrades, they handle it all. At K5, they focus on quality, excellence, and you. From design to final construction, they're with you every step of the way, on time and on budget. Whether it's your first home or your forever home, they're building your future. Build with confidence. Build with K5 Construction. Visit buildwithk5.com.
Chad Holmes again from our Silverbelt Credit Union broadcast booth at Tom Field in Wausau. Big fourth down play coming up. Wausau West and Stevens Point tied up at 7 here in the second quarter. The Panthers have a fourth down, 6 yards to go from the Wausau West 39-yard line. 7 minutes and 50 seconds to go in the first half of play. Stevens Point got on the board first, a 60-yard touchdown run by Trent Breitbach, and then the Warriors responded on a long drive that culminated on a 7-yard connection from Joel Gravine to Shea Jones. But now, ball on the right-hand hash. Stevens Point to the line of scrimmage. Ananitis and Yang to the right-hand side. Breitbach in the spread. Running back lined up to the left of his quarterback. Peeking at the defense. Now motion by Yang to the left. Breitbach takes the snap. Breitbach looking to throw. He is hit! And Tegan Rasmus will wrap him up and get the quarterback sack back into Stevens Point territory. A long loss for Spash on that fourth down. It's a 14-yard loss on that sack by Tegan Rasmus, and the Warriors will take over first and 10 at the Stevens Point 47-yard line. So Trent Breitbach gets wrapped up, and I said a few moments ago when Tegan Rasmus left for a moment, hopefully it would be a very short absence, and it was, and he came in there and came up with a huge fourth down play. So now the Warriors will look to take advantage of the outstanding field position. Two receivers right, one to the left. Joel Gravine with Miles Wahlvogel lined up to his right. Gravine, now motion by Mua. There's the snap, fake handoff, looking to throw as Gravine, has time, fires it deep down the right-hand side, wide open, but over the head of Shea Jones near the Stevens Point 15-yard line. What a well-designed and executed play by the Warriors, using some motion in the backfield, then a fake handoff to the motion man, Tayden Mua. Great blocking up front as well. Lots of time for Joel Gravine to look over the defense, and then wide open down near the 15-yard line on the right-hand side on the sideline with Shea Jones, but that throw just a shade too strong. Oh, that is one that was... You're gonna toss and turn over that one because it was so well done, both for the coach and the design and the execution as well. Second and 10. Handoff. Miles Wahlvogel, 45. Drags a tackler to the 43. And a flag down on the far side of the field, right on the far sideline in front of the Stevens Point bench at the line of scrimmage. So either a player lined up in the neutral zone or perhaps some formation issue for the Warriors as well. I'm still waiting for the referee to let us know what the call is. Dead ball. So some early movement on the Warriors. So that will cost the Warriors 5 yards. That will push Wausau West back beyond the 50 into Wausau West territory at the 48-yard line. So wipe away a decent run for Miles Wahlvogel. Instead, 5 yards marched off. 7:26 to go. Again, Chad Holmes from our Cloverbelt Credit Union broadcast booth. 7-7, Wausau West and Stevens Point. The sun has gone behind the clouds here for a little bit. It had been sunny pretty much throughout the day until the last number of minutes. Turning into a mostly cloudy day, but still a beautiful day to be out and about here in central Wisconsin. Two receivers left-hand side. Warriors back at the line of scrimmage. There's the snap. Handoff. Again with it is Miles Wahlvogel. Finds a little seam hole, and then coming in was Calvin Roth with a hard tackle. Boy, I thought for a moment Miles had some room on the left-hand side, but Calvin Roth came in and really threw his body down low against Miles Wahlvogel. Miles does pick up 4 yards on the play. 7 carries, 30 yards so far this afternoon for Miles Wahlvogel. So now a long yardage situation here for Wausau West. Need to get to the Stevens Point 37-yard line for a first down. Warriors, Joel Gravine takes the snap, looking to throw. Joel has time again. Now he's flush. Gravine looking. He'll fire it over the atop another receiver at the 40, Asa Richard, but the throw just a little bit too high off the fingertips of the Warrior wide receiver, incomplete. Joe Gravine did a great job again of feeling the pressure, working his way to the left, off-balance throw, but still, boy, that's one you really wish you had back. And now the Warriors will be forced to punt it away. So Wausau West into punt formation. So Kennedy Yang doing the punting this week. We had seen Miles Walvogel pretty much all season long, but now it is Kennedy Yang doing the work here for Wausau West. Hopefully pinch the Panthers in deep. Warriors will shift both the left and the right, and they'll be lined up as wings on each side. And now Kennedy Yang will punt it away. Angle it to the far side. That looks like it'll be a good punt. Oh, bounces off the hands of the return man, and then it's still loose. Battle for near the two-yard line and covered up by Stevens Point. Calvin Roth tried to pick that one up off the bounce. It bounced off his hands, and then it was a battle for that loose football. It looked like Stevens Point grabbed it at about the two-yard line. There's also a flag down on the play at the nine. But that was nearly disaster for Stevens Point, and a good punt by Kennedy Yang. Again, the flag is down, and we're waiting for the official to make the call. The ball is marked at the two-yard line. They're going to pick up the flag, so no penalty. And Stevens Point forced to start very deep for the second straight series. Ball at their own two-yard line. 6 minutes and 31 seconds to go in the second quarter. 7-7. And now a chance for that West defense again. And that puts a little heat as well on the Stevens Point offensive front. If you are called for a hold in the end zone, that's automatically a safety. So ball at the two-yard line, first and 10 for Spash. Trent Breitbach, the quarterback for the Panthers, in the spread. Running back lined up to his left. Oh, and a flinch at the line of scrimmage, and I think it may have been the Warriors. Yep. Trying to put the ears pinned back and get to Trent Breitbach where the Warriors, but the hard count gets him, and that's a five-yard mark off, and that will give Stevens Point a little bit more room to maneuver deep in their own territory. 6 minutes and 31 seconds to go in the second quarter. Stevens Point 7, Wausau West 7. First and 5 now for the Panthers at their 7. Tucker Phillips lined up to the left of his quarterback. There's the snap. It'll be a quarterback run up the middle. Gets through the first wave. Has the first down up to the 14-yard line. A 7-yard pickup for Trent Breitbach on that run. Again, just a straight-ahead run, and they'll mark him all the way up to the 15, in fact. So call it an 8-yard pickup on the play. Six attempts now for 76 yards and a touchdown for Trent Breitbach. Warriors back in action next Friday night. Travel to Marshfield. Take on the Tigers. We'll be with you at 6:35 for the pregame. I promise you, full pregame next week right here on 98.9 WXCO. So now first and 10 for the Panthers from their own 15-yard line. Trent Breitbach, Phillips to his right. Hand off to Phillips. Phillips is met in the hole. Oh, and he bounces off the tackler and gets beyond the 20 to the 22. Oh, man, the Warriors had that one played really well. They hit Phillips behind the line of scrimmage, but he bounced off the initial tackler. And shaken up on the play is Miles Walvogel, and he's going to come off. I think it may have been Miles who ran right into Phillips. And Phillips has bounced off the tackler and picks up 7 yards on the play. Again, execution outstanding for the Warriors on defense that time, but just a terrific job of hard running by Tucker Phillips for Stevens Point. Second down and 3 now for Stevens Point. There's this handoff. With it is Phillips again. This time not much. Falls forward, close to the first down. In on the play was Jackson Hetzer for the Warriors. And it'll be right at the line that he needed. Are they going to move the sticks or not? And will they move the sticks? Yes, they will move the sticks. They'll give it a 3-yard gain for Tucker Phillips on that run. So now with 5:07 to go in the first half, Stevens Point starting to move it again. And again, the last two drives, the field position has been hurting the Panthers. They started on the five their last series. They started on the two on this series. So again, get a couple of first downs. You still have a long way to go. First and 10 from their own 25-yard line. Ball on the left-hand hash. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. This time an empty backfield for Trent Breitbach. Two left and two right. Now motion from left to right. Fake handoff. Keeping it at Breitbach. Makes one man miss. Makes two men miss. And then the third and fourth players will bring him down after maybe a yard on the play. Good initial penetration again by Tegan Rasmus for the Warriors. And he had some help. But, boy, that's a slippery Trent Breitbach. Could have been a three-yard loss. He gets one, so it's second down and nine. But, boy, the Warriors up front, they're getting into the backfield. They are getting to the quarterback and to the running backs very quickly. This time a three-receiver set for Stevens Point. Two left and one right. Running back, Phillips, line up to the right of his QB. Spread formation again for Spash. Breitbach looking to throw. Fires it left-hand side. He's got his man complete at the 30. And getting tackled right there as Cooper DePoint in on the tackle. Also in on the tackle for Wausau West was Miles Hobart. As bringing that one in was Johnny Ananitis. That is a 5-yard gain on the play. That will leave a third down and 4 yards to go. 3 minutes and 25 seconds to go in the half. The clock is moving. Both teams have two timeouts remaining. 7-7 score. Stevens Point taking their time in the huddle. Now come to the line of scrimmage. Three receivers again for Spash. Phillips line up to the right of his quarterback. Looking over the defense, pointing something out is Trent Breitbach. Now he starts the count. Motion to the right. There's the snap. There's a handoff. Left-hand side, 30. And getting hit and short of the first down. Zach Ellinger. Coming in, getting that tackle for the Warriors was Deshaun Polis. And that will be a couple of yards short of the first down. A 2-yard pickup on the play. Fourth and two for Stevens Point at their own 33-yard line. Are they thinking of going for it in this situation? Have not seen any major changes into the huddle. They will break and come to the line of scrimmage, and here comes Stevens Point rushing to the line. And now a whistle and a flag. Oh, and an offside on the Warriors. A sprint to the line of scrimmage by the Stevens Point offense, and that threw off the Warriors apparently, and Wausau West offside. And the Warriors then tried to hurry into position. And now that is a first down the easy way for Stevens Point. Boy, oh boy, that is a gift for the Panthers. Instead of making Stevens Point perhaps go for it, I don't think they were going to go for it. I think they wanted to do exactly that, just draw the defense offside. So now first down and 10 from their own 38-yard line for Spash, just over 2 minutes to go in the half. Two receivers right, one to the left. Breitbach takes the snap. Breitbach rolling to the right, looking. He'll fire it. He's got his man complete to the midfield stripe and out of bounds. Miles Hobart wrapping up Kaysen Sager, but Sager able to pick up 14 yards and a first down. 13 yards on a first down. They'll mark it at the 49. So again, the tackle for Miles Hobart. And that stops the clock with 1:52 to go in the first half as well, going out of bounds. 7-7 game. Warriors looking for a stop to make sure at worst that they go into the locker room at the intermission in a tie game. Stevens Point, ball on the right-hand hash, coming back to the line of scrimmage. This time an empty backfield for Trent Breitbach. Spread formation. Two receivers on each side. There's the snap. Calvin Roth, a sweep to the left-hand side. 50, outside to the 45, cuts back to the 40, and Calvin Roth has a first down at the 37-yard line. Starting as a receiver in the slot on the right-hand side, Calvin Roth then came in motion, took the handoff, and swept to the left-hand side for a dozen yards. Two carries, 18 yards for Calvin Roth. Clock stops momentarily while the sticks are moved. Now it's moving again. Minute 35 to go in the half. Ball at the Wausau West 37-yard line, first and 10. Ball on the left-hand hash. Stevens Point back to the line of scrimmage. Breitbach peeks at the defense. Now again, points out one of the Warrior defenders. Starts the count. Now in motion. There's the snap. It's a pitch out. Right-hand side. Now it's a throw. Back to the quarterback. Intercepted. Picked off by Caden Mua. Mua, 40, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. It was a handoff and then a throw back to the quarterback on the left-hand side. Caden Mua cuts in front of it. Takes it back to the house. And the Warriors take the lead, 13-7. Some razzle-dazzle from Stevens Point turns into disaster for the Panthers. Holy cow. A 60-yard return for a touchdown for Caden Mua. He cut right in front of Trent Breitbach as the ball arrived. Ananitis took the handoff and then was throwing it back to his quarterback and is picked off. Finn Christensen will attempt the PAT. Kick is up and the kick is good. And for the first time today, the Wausau West Warriors have taken the lead. It is 14-7 Wausau West. Kickoff in 30 seconds here on 98.9 WXCO.
Thanks to the Wausau West Warrior Gridiron Club for their support of this broadcast of Warrior Football on 98.9 WXCO. The Wausau West Warrior Gridiron Club supports the Wausau West football student athletes in their activities and supports the Warriors from the opening kickoff to the final gun. Find out more about the Wausau West Warrior Gridiron Club and Wausau West Football at their website, wausauwestfootball.com. Again, thanks to the Wausau West Gridiron Club for their support of this broadcast on 98.9 WXCO.
Chad Holmes again from our Clover Belt Credit Union broadcast booth at Tom Field. One of the plays of the year so far. Once Caden Mua cut in front of Breitbach, he was no one was catching him. That's all I'll say. I said at worst, you wanted to be tied at the end of the first half, but now the Warriors have the lead and they'll try to take that lead into the locker room, but still a minute six to go. There's a kickoff from Finn Christensen. He'll bounce at the five and roll into the end zone for a touchback. So that's where Stevens Point will begin, first and 10. But boy, oh boy, what a play. And that brought all the Wausau West students to their feet down below me to the left. And the Warriors up 14-7 over Stevens Point. First and 10 for the Panthers at their own 20. So Ananitis came in motion. He took the handoff from Breitbach. Then Breitbach peeled off to the left-hand side to be the intended receiver. Ananitis stopped. He threw it from near the right hash across the field. And seeing it, making a great move on the ball, and then picking it off right in front of Breitbach was Caden Mua, and then untouched 60 yards into the end zone. Breitbach in the spread. There's the snap. Breitbach rolls to the right, looking to throw. Now he'll pull it down. He is hit. He is brought down. Oh, he breaks a tackle. Again, boy, these Stevens Point players break a lot of tackles. Getting beyond the 25 to about the 27-yard line is Trent Breitbach for a 7-yard gain. Right to the line of scrimmage. 48 seconds in the half. Second down and three for Stevens Point. Two receivers to the left. One to the right. There's the snap. And now a whistle at the snap and a flag and some early movement on Stevens Point. They were trying to rush, get the snap off, and a little bit of early movement will cost the Panthers 5 yards. Boy, the Warrior D has done a nice job. This is not an easy Stevens Point offense, but the Warriors really have done a terrific job. Was talking to Coach Tim Wimmer before the game, and he said that Wausau West was going to do a lot of the same types of things that they saw Hudson do last week. Wasn't sure they had quite the level of talent as Hudson, but at the same time, felt pretty good. Now Breitbach fired right-hand side. Open is the receiver Calvin Roth near sideline beyond the 30 and out of bounds near the 35-yard line. Some good pressure being shown again by the Warrior front, but able to get it off was Breitbach. And that will be a pickup of 11 yards and a first down. So Calvin Roth, his first reception. 28 seconds remain in the second quarter, and the Warriors still lead 14-7. Stevens Point does have two timeouts remaining. So back to the line of scrimmage come the Panthers. Two receivers on the short side, the right-hand side, one far to the left. Now motion from right to left, Roth. There's the snap. Right back, looking to throw. He is flush. He goes to the left-hand side. Still looking. Now he'll fire it. It will be complete. With it is Calvin Roth beyond the 45 and run out of bounds at the Stevens Point 49-yard line. So a little bit of a scramble. Getting away from some pressure again was Trent Breitbach. A 16-yard pickup to Calvin Roth. 57 yards passing for Trent Breitbach here today. And now 19 seconds on the clock. And the ball marked at the 48-yard line. So call that a 15-yard pickup. Rasmus again broke in from his left defensive end position to put some heat on Trent Breitbach. So the Warriors right now want to tighten up just a little bit. Do not give Stevens Point an opportunity even to get a field goal here late in the period. First and 10 from the 48. Ball in the left-hand hash. Empty backfield for Breitbach. Breitbach takes the snap. Breitbach looking to throw. Breitbach will fire it, and it's out of bounds. Went over the top of Johnny Ananitis. Incomplete, and now 15 seconds on the clock. Wausau West. Boy, this would, again, it's too early to even talk this way, but this would be a massive, massive win for the Warriors. They've been plain chalk. They beat the teams they should beat. They lost to the teams we probably thought they would have trouble with, but this would be one they could leap past Stevens Point in the Wisconsin Valley Conference standings with a win here today. Second and 10 from their own 48-yard line for Stevens Point. Two receivers right, one to the left. Trent Breitbach takes the snap, looking to throw. He's going to fire it, and it is incomplete. Intended for Isaac Yang. He was going down the hash marks on the right-hand side. Could not bring it in. So now 11 seconds in the first half. So third and 10 from the 48. Two timeouts on both sides. Still in the huddle is Spash. They've had the ball quite a bit in the second quarter after the Warriors had the ball for the most part in the first. But the thing is, Stevens Point had a long touchdown that kept the ball in their hands in the first quarter. The Warriors, that return touchdown, kept the ball in the hands of Stevens Point in the second quarter. So you'll take that trade-off. Now looking to throw is Breitbach. He fires it left-hand side, complete on out of bounds at the 43-yard line is Johnny Ananitis. So it's a 9-yard pickup on the far sideline, and with 4 seconds to go in the first half, Spash will use their second timeout. Oh, actually, are they gonna move the sticks? Yep, it will be a 10-yard pickup, so they will move the sticks. And Stevens Point will have one more play from the Wausau West 42-yard line. We're going to keep it right here. Coming up at halftime, we will look at the numbers of this one, look at the scoring, take a peek back at some of the scores in the Wisconsin Valley Conference from last night as well. 14-7. Got off to a poor start for the Warriors after Wausau West had a 3-and-out on their first series. On the second play from scrimmage, a 60-yard touchdown run by quarterback Trent Breitbach gave Stevens Point a 7-0 lead. But then the Warriors came back with a long, time-consuming 80-yard touchdown drive. A touchdown pass from Joe Gravine to Shea Jones tied it up at 7 late in the first quarter. And then here late in the second quarter, a 60-yard interception return by Tayden Mua has given the Warriors the lead. It is 14-7. But now 4 seconds to go in the half. Ball at the 42-yard line in Wausau West territory on the left-hand hash. Three receivers right, one on the left, Calvin Roth. Empty backfield. There's the snap and some early movement again, and that's going to cost 5 yards, and that could be a big 5 yards because from the 42, it's not easy to get it to the end zone. From the 47, even harder, and also that means you have to block a little bit longer because the receivers need that time to get down towards the end zone for a potential Hail Mary. So it's marked off 5 yards to the 47-yard line. So, again, that makes the task for Stevens Point even more difficult. Three receivers on the right-hand side for Stevens Point. Again, now shifting to the left-hand side is Roth. There's the snap. Another penalty coming up on Spash. Again, they leave early. And that will be five more yards on the Panthers. And frankly, it hasn't been that close. I mean, on the right-hand side, these receivers are trying to get a big head start on this play, and they're getting caught. So that's 10 free yards, and they're back to their own 48-yard line. That's back to where they were before that 10-yard pass to Ananitis. And now Stevens Point will call timeout. Timeout Spash. We'll take a 30-second break and have the final play of the first half coming up. 14-7 Warriors here on 98.9 WXCO.
Thanks to Wisconsin Valley Flag Football for their support of football broadcasts on Bull Falls Radio 98.9. Wisconsin Valley Flag Football is a league for 3rd through 6th graders in central Wisconsin. Wisconsin Valley Flag Football is a fast-paced 5-on-5 league with small teams so everyone is in on the action. For more information on Wisconsin Valley Flag Football, go to their Facebook page or their website at wivalleyflagfb.com. That's wivalleyflagfb.com.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at bullfallsradio.com.
Chad Holmes again from our Cloverbelt Credit Union broadcast booth. 4 seconds to go in the first half. Wausau West 14, Stevens Point 7. Panthers have the football at their own 48-yard line. Again, I thought they had a chance to get to the end zone when they're at the 42 in Wausau West territory, but this will take a heave. I don't think the